This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Tasliman kathiran kathiran. Fama ba'du. Alhamdulillah, it's a great pleasure and honor to be here. The first time I met them was, I think, almost 22 years ago, when they were studying in the Ulum Zakaria. And Alhamdulillah, their father, Dr. Mizbahuddin, is a friend of mine. I'm also from Hyderabad, so we go back many years, Alhamdulillah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable me and through me, whoever this message reaches, to participate in this work of this deen, because this is it's not a work for anybody else, it's for ourselves. And alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us this understanding that it's for us, then inshallah we will try and do it to the best of our ability. What I want to say is, basically I'm reminding myself, I don't think any of you even need reminders from me. I want to begin with a question. My question to myself and to you is, what is Islam? How would you describe Islam? If somebody comes to you who does not know anything and say, what is Islam? What's the answer? Islam kya chiz hai? Kya bole? One word. What is Islam? It is the truth. Okay, alhamdulillah. Good answer.
Revealed way of leading one's life.
Revealed way of leading one's life. Right? It is the truth, of course, but this is a way of leading your life. Islam is not a philosophy. Islam is nazariya nahi hai. Islam is not a theory, right? Islam is a practice. There is only one way of learning Islam, by doing Islam. Now, obviously, I'm not saying don't read the kitab or don't read. How to do you read? I mean, that's how you know. But unless I practice. The reason I'm saying this is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. So my question is, as an ustad, or as myself, I am reading Quran, and I am teaching Quran to the children, right? To mera focus kya hai? What is my focus when I am teaching the Quran? What is the focus when I am reading Quran? My focus will be the tajweed of the student. Makharij sahi hazir uske ho raha hai ki nahi ho raha hai. Is he reciting it from the correct place? In terms of if there is a ikhfa or izhar, is that being, you know, is it visible, meaning audible in the sound? Wagara wagara. If I am teaching some qiraat, then is it, you know, warsh or is it hafs or whatever it that qiraat? But, for example, if the child is reciting, وَاللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ عَالِمُ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ هُوَ الرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ. So as the ustad, I'm listening to that, did he say Rahman or did he say Rahman? Was it Ha or Ha? Sab chiz sahi hai. Should be done. But did we stop for a second and say, very good. Now tell me, when you recited this, what happened to your heart? Can we push them? Do we reflect on it ourselves? I just recited Ayatul Kursi. What was the effect on my heart? Now, if you are not doing that, then this Ayat of Suratul Anfal, which I recited for you, is ka haqqa ta karega. Allah ne tajweed ki baat nahi kahi. That doesn't mean tajweed is not important. My point is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting
the emphasis and telling us what is really important is that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned, something must happen to your heart. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kalam is recited and when you see the ayatullah around you, something must happen to your heart.
Iman mein izafa hona chahiye.
Ho raha hai ki nahi ho raha hai? Is it happening or is it not happening? Right? So I'm saying what we teach, the orientation of that teaching. Aapka maksad kya hai? So which is my second question. You are teaching here in this, may Allah bless all of you and all those who are associated with Darussalam. May Allah bless you. My first visit here. And alhamdulillah, this is for me in terms of what I've been dreaming and talking for now literally 25 years. I'm seeing that here happening in action. Alhamdulillah. So all of you are here. My question to you is very simple. What, describe for me your product. The product of this comes out. What is that product? Quickly. Abhi kya bana rahe? I come from a corporate background. I am a corporate consultant. I work with many multiple corporations. The corporations of multinational corporations rule the world. Not politicians, not Donald Trump. It is the multinational corporations and the billionaires who own them who run this world. As we speak, eight men, which will fit into one minivan. Right? Eight men own collectively more wealth than 50% of the population of the world. The world population is roughly 8 billion, give or take a few million here and there. Eight men own more wealth than 4 billion other people. And I can say very clearly that none of you is that eight men because those are eight white men. They collectively own more wealth than 50% of the world. If I gave you this as a challenge, I said, can you create a system where eight men will own more wealth than 50% of the world? You will tell me, Sheikh, aapka dimag kharab ho gaya, aapko ho hi nahi sakta. It is impossible. You're nuts. I mean, what kind of a thing is this? We did it. We created it. You know why? Because they work systematically. Because their goals are clear. Maybe an evil goal, but that evil goal is very clear.
Evil goal.
Seriously,
clear,
absolutely clear. They have the methodology of how to achieve that goal. So my question to you is, what are you creating here? What is your goal? What do you call what you're creating here? Supposing I come to you and I say, I come to Husay Azim. I say, Mazza, mere raab tab dua kije. Dua for what? No, I am setting up a factory. Okay, I'll do dua for you. Then I say, Mazhar, please tell me what machinery should I buy? Should I buy the machinery from Germany or should I buy it from... What is the question you will ask me?
What are you trying to produce?
What exactly? What are you trying to produce? How can I answer the question, should the machinery come from Germany or France? Where are you making topis? Are you making plastic bottles? Are you making rocket ships? Then I can tell you, this is the machinery, blah, 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 blah. But you have to define for me what is the product. Unless you define what is the product, how do you know, in this case, it's not machinery, it's your methodology and the content and so on. How do you know it works? Now, I'm not saying kaam kharab hai, kaam kharab hai. Aap to Allah ka karam hai. It is the mercy of Allah. Aap sirf baith ke la ilaha illa padte ho to aap kaam ho jayega. Wo usme waisa nahi. The issue is that नहीं तो दिन का फायदा ही तो है ना जो कुछ भी नहीं किया सो भी गया तो ठीक है एतका में सो गया तो उसको इस गेटिंग इन चल आमिर हुआ व्हाट डू यू वांट राइट सो दैट्स व्हाई सारी उम्र सोई हुई है सब सो के चले जन्नत में मतलब पॉइंट आई एम सेइंग इज दैट सो दे जन्नत में जा कुछ करने की जरूरत नहीं तो द पॉइंट इज बट हाउएवर सिंस अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह यू नो देयर इज सो मच ऑफ effort. And believe me, here to me, the investment is not the buildings and the money. The investment is the lives. Investment is your hearts. Investment is your the intellectual investment. That's iska koi value nahi hai. In the nobody can put a dollar value on that, right? The building ka value hai, zameen ka value hai, uska koi value nahi hai. So alhamdulillah, I was telling on a side note. सिद्धि बांधवी रामचुल्ला आप लोगों की दस्तार बांधी थोड़ी. अब आप देखो, एक आदमी, वन सिंगल मैन, अल्लाह वाला जाके जंबल की घाटी में उसने मदरसा खोला. आई मीन, कैन यू इमेजिन, मिडल ऑफ द बैंडिट्स, टुडे टिल टुडे इन द नाइट ट्रक्स डोंट ड्राइव ऑन दैट रोड, दे फॉर्म अ कॉनवॉय एंड दे गो विद द पुलिस एस्कॉर्ट. वो जगह अकेला आदमी, अल्लाह वाला.
I was there for itikaf, for example.
Abdigo,
Maybe about 10,000 to
5,000, 6,000, 7,000 to 8,000. Exactly. Imagine that kind of, you know, jungle mein mangal kind. That's a story. It starts with one single person, right? So, and that's why I'm telling you, uski kya value hai. So, alhamdulillah, yahan pe aap logon ko sab hai. May Allah bless you and may Allah put baraka in this. What are you trying to create? What is the name of this product? The reason I'm saying that is, based on that product, will be the effect of that product in the environment. Aapne kaha main hawai jahaz bana, I'm making a plane, then this plane will fly. If you say I'm making a locomotive, I'm making a train, that train will pull a lot of load, but that train will never fly. I'm making Bugattis, no problem, fantastic car. I mean, I hate the bloody thing because it's too low. But I was saying, great car, very fast, but it will never fly. It will go 200 miles an hour, but it will never fly. But I'm making microlight aircraft, which run on a fractional horsepower engine, but it flies. So, what are you doing? Because if your purpose is flight, and you say, I'm making this fabulous Bugatti gold-plated, I say, brother, it's a fabulous Bugatti, it's never going to fly. Guess what? It'll never fly. Right? It's exactly like that. What are you trying to create? And what is that thing which comes out of here supposed to do outside?
Uska maksad kya hai? Aap kya karna chahte hai? Jannat jana hai sab ka hamara hai. That's a different issue. Leave that out. I'm talking about this world. Is duniya mein kya karwana chahte ho?
Okay. So please give this some thought.
Get multiple answers with Afonso's point.
Absolutely, multiple responses. So very, very important to keep this in mind. Number one, Islam is a complete way of life. It's a practice, it's not only theory. Number two is, what is your product? The person who graduates out of here, what are you expecting? You must have a complete clear definition in your mind. And what do you expect that person to do in society? Bahar jaake kya karega? Right? Now, third thing, and this question you don't need to answer, but for you, and ask this question to every teacher here. Do you make dua for your students by name in tahajjud, in sujood? Karte hi nahi karte. Aam dua nahi kar. Ya Allah, mere sare shagird ho, nahi. Naam se. That is the power of dua. Now, main aapse azmat arz karta hoon ki aapke bachchon ka haq hai aapke upar ki usko ustad ki dua mile. Agar ustad bachche ke liye dua nahi kar raha to uska haq nahi ada kar raha. Main kaha aam dua nahi, naam se. Kyunki har bachche ki zarurat alag hoti hai. You must do that. I'm telling you, you start doing that, you will see the effect of it. Next question I want to ask you is, we said Islam is a practice. We said Islam is a way of life. In your institution, Where is this practice done? If you go to an institution teaching science, physics, chemistry, etc., there are labs.
right? They practice it. What they learn, they practice it. You go to a flying school. Have you ever seen a flying school without a training aircraft? No. It's part of flying school is training. Have you ever seen a medical school without a residency program with the hospital? Then how can, I'm not saying you have it, I'm saying if there is a madrasa which is teaching Islam and there is no specific practical method where they can practice what they're learning. Wo mashq ki jagah kahan hai? Aapne namaz sikhai. To namaz ka kya? Namaz is what? Namaz is a tool, right? Inna salata limaza tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. Namaz is not for itself. Namaz is for this. To Allah ka bande se taluq hua ya nahi hua, iska kya measurement hai? Dua humne sikhai. Ye dua teri khubul hoti ki bhi nahi hoti? Hum Quran sikha rahe, dil mein utra ki nahi utra? Namaz sikha rahe, namaz se zindagi mein kya tabdili aayi, aayi ki nahi aayi? Where is the practical area? Where are the labs? Where is the place where they can test it out? ٹھیک ہے دو آیتیں آپ کے سامنے عرض کروں. ایک اللہ تعالیٰ نے فرمایا ان فی خلق السماوات والارض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآیات لأولی الالباب. اینڈ دین اللہ ڈسکرائبڈ ہو آر دی اولی الالباب الذین یذکرون اللہ قیاما وقعودا وعلی جنوبہم ویتفکرون فی خلق السماوات والارض. Right? The same thing, the same sentence, if I substitute aw for the waw, grammatically it is correct. Kani? Alladhina yadhkuruna Allah qiyaman wa qu'udan wa ala junubihim aw yatafakkaruna fi khalqi samawati wal ard. Grammatically, sentence is correct. But is that the ayat of the Quran? No. آیت کے اندر اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ نے اولی الالباب کے ہی ڈسکرائبڈ ٹو کنیکٹڈ ایسپیکٹس آف اولی الالباب. دوز ہو ریمبر اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ اسٹینڈنگ سٹنگ اینڈ لائنگ ڈاؤن وچ از دی ڈیفینیشن آف دا متقی کنٹینیوسلی کنیکٹڈ ود اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ کانسٹنٹلی اویئر اینڈ کانشیس آف اینڈ کنسرن اباؤٹ دا پلیجر آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ اسٹینڈنگ سٹنگ اینڈ لائنگ ڈاؤن میننگ ان ایوری ایسپیکٹ آف ہز لائف. Wow, that is the key preposition in this ayah which gives the whole thing meaning is that one letter wow. And yatafakkaruna fi khalqi samawati wal ard. This is the beauty of the bayan of the Quran. In yatafakkaruna fi khalqi samawati wal ard, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala collected every single conceivable known part of science that exists or will happen in the till the day of judgment. Is yatafakkaruna fi khalqi samawati. Is fikr fi samawati wal ard. Aur kya hai dusra? Somebody who is connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and who is knowledgeable about the functioning of the universe, and in this context Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also described the sequence of that which must happen first. The reason why many scientists become atheists is because the sequence is reversed. Right? They are seeing the they understand the kainat better than you and me. Certainly better than me. I don't know about you. They have seen the world far more closely than you and me. But kabhi unke zaman se subhanallah nahi nikla. They never looked at it and said, subhanallah. کیا اللہ کی قدرت ہے؟ کیونکہ اللہ کا تعارف نہیں ہے. He doesn't know who Allah is. So he thinks this happened. ارے ایک چائے کی پیالی نہیں ملتی بنا بنائے کہ وہ کیسے ہو جاتی ساری دنیا. So Allah showed us sequence. And both are important. Something I'm seeing that here in this place, may Allah bless you. It's very important. But otherwise, normally, our normal system, we teach the Quran as if there is no creation. And you teach the creation in some other school as if there is no God. Okay, in this country, it is actually illegal to say the word God in a regular school. Can you believe it? Then you say we have depression, we have mental illness. Or kya hoga? So that is wrong. Magar hum nahi karte. Hum bas, we teach only the theory. We teach the theory very well, alhamdulillah, but there is no connection with the reality. So the theory doesn't do anything for me. Phir pareshan phir raha. Uske haath sine mein Quran bhi hai, pareshani bhi hai. Ye kaise ho sakta hai? Andhera bhi hai, ujala bhi hai. Nahi ho sakta na. It's not possible. If one of these are mutually exclusive, right? Aapke khayal mein jo Quran hai, to pareshani kaise aage bhai? Kya to ye hai to wo nahi hai? To alfaz Quran hai. Sound of the Quran. He is hafiz of the sound of the Quran. He is not of the Quran. वो समझ रहा है मैं हाफिज हाफिज कुरान हाफिज कुरान नहीं कुरान के साउंड का हाफिज है समझता तो कुछ नहीं तो कुरान का हाफिज कैसे हो गया साहब मिल जाएगा साहब का मसला कोई नहीं मैं नहीं कहता सर बगैर समझे के पढ़ेगा तब भी साहब मिलेगा इसमें उसमें कोई शक नहीं है मगर क्या मकसद है नुजूल कुरान ये था क्या कि बिना समझे के पढ़ो या मकसद है नुजूल कुरान ये है कि पढ़ो समझो अमल करो दुनिया में फैलाओ कौन सा मकसद है iski bunyadi wajah which I will finish my talk with is
we have forgotten the methodology of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam illa mashallah main aapko koi ilzam nahi laga raha hu main bol raha hu ek baar
kyunki Allah subhanahu wa taala ne lafz ne'mat ko istemal kiya sirf aur sirf huzur akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki shaan mein Allah subhanahu wa taala said laqad manallahu ala almu'minina idh ba'asa fihim rasulan min anfusihim yatlu alayhim ayatihi wa yuzakkihim wa yu'allimuhum alkitaba wal hikma wa in kanu min qablu lafi dalalin mubin right laqad manallah surely and truly and verily or yaqinan Allah tabarak wa taala ne ne'mat nazil farmayi सारी चीज़ें अल्लाह की नेमत है कोई चीज़ और सांस ले रहे कि हवा से लेके पानी से लेके खाने से लेके हर चीज़ अल्लाह की नेमत है किसमें कोई शक नहीं है मगर अल्लाह तबारक व तआला ने उन सारी चीज़ों को नेमत 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 नहीं मोहम्मद रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम का नाम लगा मेरी नेमत मेरा रसूल है और मेरी नेमत मेरा रसूल इस तरह से है कि दो बार तुम पे हमने इकराम और इज़ाद किया कि एक तो रसूल को भेजा वो रसूल तुम ही में से है हम बड़ी नसब बदे मैं तो इनकी औलाद मैं तो उनकी औलाद मैं तो मिर्ज़ा हूँ मैं तो मुग़ल हूँ मैं फ़लाना हूँ मैं डिकाना हूँ ये तो रसूल की नस्बत है और अल्लाह शान से होगी मेरी नेमत तुम पे इसका एहसास करो इदराक करो इसकी कदर करो और फिर अल्लाह तबारक ने फरमाया कि चार चीज़ें अल्लाह ने देखी मेरी मेरे हिसाब से दिस आर फोर स्टेप्स ऑफ लर्निंग यतलू अलैहिम आयाती जिस जो चीज़ आप पर भेजी गई इनको इत्तला फरमा दीजिए तिलावत कुरान Okay. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave four steps. I call these four steps. As I say, Yatlu alayhim ayati, what has been sent to you, recite to them. Inform them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Aqimu salah. Aqimu salata li dhikri. Establish the salah for my dhikr. Informed. Then, wa yuzakkihim. Purify them. Internal purity, external purity. At-taskiyatun nafs wa tarbiyatul akhlaq. Purification of the body, the clothing, the place of worship and so on and so forth. Purification of the heart. Must be free from shirk and bidat. Must be free from all kinds of, you know, ghairullah. This is an effort, has to be made. It won't happen automatically. So, iska ghanta hona chahiye. There has to be in your timetable a point, a place for that. It won't happen out of the air. It's not osmosis. Tarbiyatul akhlaq. That's why? Why you use a kim? Why you allimuhumul kitab? Teach them the book. Which are all the ulum, alhamdulillah. Wal hikmah. And the wisdom behind it, the methodology. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Aqimu salah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni. Kama ra'aytumuni. Usalli. Pray as you have seen me pray. He didn't say pray as Allah told you. No, pray as you have seen me pray. This is the connection between the Kitab and the Sunnah. The Sunnah is the tafsir of the Kitab. The life of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the practical application of the Kitabullah. Now, my submission to you is, illa mashallah, out of these four things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave four things. All four are connected. All four must be fulfilled if you want the final result. What we have done, illa mashallah, globally is, we do the first and the third. We don't do the second and the third and the fourth. First, Tilawatul Quran, experts. Global experts. Right? Different methodologies, ways and the works. Tazkiyatun nafs, zero. No focus. Some person happens to be born in a family of ulama, scholars and people, you know. Maybe you get something. Maybe there is some teacher, mil gaya to mil gaya. My point is, just as we have a proper syllabus, methodology, metrics. My greatest learning in corporate consulting is the power of metrics. If you don't measure it, you don't know. One of the things which I, in my corporate consulting, I do is Six Sigma quality. Six Sigma quality. The guy who invented Six Sigma quality is a chap called Michael Harry from Motorola. He had a beautiful quote. He said, if you want to know what somebody values, see what they measure. If you want to see what somebody values, you want to know what somebody values, see what they measure. And to know what a person values, see what he measures. You know, we all say time is money, right? You heard this. We say time is money. But if you lose $100, you will feel the pain. But people spend 6 hours on TikTok. Average time spent on TikTok, on social media in this country is 6 hours a day.
6 hours per day.
Per day. 6 hours per day. That's a full working day practically, right? Anyway, let's go back to something. So, Tilawatul Quran, Tazkiyatun Nafs, no. May happen accidentally. Most of the time, it doesn't happen. I am saying there has to be metrics for that. Just like you have metrics for Tilawatul Quran. You test a student on Tilawatul Quran, you pass him or you fail him. Because of metrics. How do you test somebody, including yourself, on Tazkiyatun Nafs? Third thing, Talim, alhamdulillah, perfect. Different mazhabs, different fiqh, different hadith, sunnah, tafsir, the works, right? We have thousands and thousands of books. We've got big curricula. We have examinations. Sara hota hai. Wa hikmah, which is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How much sunnah is there in my life? That is visible. But is the sunnah restricted to the beard? So where is the metrics for sunnah? No metrics for tazkiyah and no metrics for sunnah.
We have metrics for tilawat, we have metrics for tahreem. Which is why, gustakhi maaf kare,
ulama ke beech mein jitne fitre hai, the problems and the difficulties and the conflict between the ulama are a sign of this. I'm being very simplistic, but I'm a fool. If you are a scholar of Islam, how do you have disrespectful disagreement with another scholar of Islam? Issue is not about disagreement. The issue is about disrespect. One of the things I teach is Adab al-Ikhtilaf. It's a seminar, a couple of hours. We have acrimonious arguments and conflicts and splitting of organizations because of ikhtilaf bain al-alim wa bain al-alim. Why? Because there is no work on tazkiyatun nafs. When there is no work on tazkiyatun nafs, ilm produces arrogance. Ilm produces kibar. The antidote to the poison of kibar is tazkiyatun nafs. I want to close with this. Alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, bless you and bless this beautiful effort. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant it acceptance with him, Jalla Jalalu. and open the doors of khair and barakah as you promised. وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of you and me among those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, muttaqoon, so that our du'as are accepted, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never to be displeased. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect this beautiful work. May Allah bless all of you, and may Allah bless your father, founder of all this. Alhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take this from strength to strength and spread the beauty of this and its methodology all over the world. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala focus and help us to focus on making this more and more and more perfect by fulfilling all of these four beautiful steps for teaching and learning of Islam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent His Habib Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with, so we fulfill the full right of this deen, that it must be taught with equal emphasis on all of these four aspects which have been delineated and specified by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself in His kalam. وصلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.